Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
This is my first time running the board, guys. It's gonna be exciting.
I leave my mic's on.
It's three?
Three. You have three potted up?
Hmm?
You do?
Yeah.
Really? Why is my mic not on? That is very strange. Maybe it's not three. Try another one there. Two? It's not two. Hello, hello. Nothing there. Hello, hello. Well, what in the world happened to this microphone?
Microphone is just broken,
my goodness.
I suppose.
Microphone difficulties here. Let me pull this one over here. All right, try that. Hello, hello, hello. Can you hear me now? There we go.
There we go.
I don't know what's happened. I'll have to take a look at that. What happened to number three? You were right. So Matt is behind the board now, and I'm across the table. So we'll see how this all shakes out.
It'll be fantastic.
On a phone call already.
Yep.
Here we go. Matt's voiding maiden phone call.
Go ahead and call back. I didn't press the button hard enough or something?
There's a lot of stuff going on over there right now. I tell you, the first time you do it, it's a little nerve-wracking. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I believe the category is favorite fair food. There are 10 of them in the category.
Got a caller.
All right.
You're on.
Did you turn them up on the board?
Oh, no.
There you go.
There we go.
You're on.
Did you get the last answer, Scott?
We got the last answer. The new category is favorite fair foods.
Favorite?
Fair foods.
I wonder why I already thought somebody said the veterans. Okay, then.
Yep. Favorite fair foods.
Okay.
Thank you. Now, so you don't, just put that back down. There you go.
Cool.
Yep, that's all you have to do. You never have to hit the drop. And here comes another one.
You're on.
You gotta turn them up.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead, caller. Are you there? They must not be hit the thing again. All right, go ahead, caller.
I'll say the funnel cake. I think you said you started a new one.
Yep, funnel cake is number three.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, funnel cake number three on the list.
We got nine more to go.
I know. Not so easy once you're over there, is it? There's a lot of stuff going on over there. Say hello. Hello, caller.
Hello.
How about the french fries?
Yeah, french fries is, they're on there. Yeah, number six.
Number six, french fries. Thank you.
Great.
You can just pull that thing back down.
It didn't even pop up that it was on.
It goes so fast. See, we get more callers than you think once you're over there. A lot of action going on. Favorite fair food is the category. So there it goes again. Got to turn them up.
Hello? You're on.
You're on.
How about the Euros?
Euros number eight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just pulled the thing back down.
There I'll get go. Used to it at some point.
You're coming along. Hey, it's your first time over there. It's a lot.
Got another call. You're on.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was in the sandwich line. What's up, Scott? You say you pronounce it two ways, gyro, gyro, or whatever it is.
Gyro and gyro.
Yeah, that one.
Did we just get that one?
Yeah, that was the last one.
Oh, it's already been said?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. And the funnel cake?
We got the funnel cake, I think.
Yep, funnel cake.
And what else have you got then?
So far we have funnel cake, fries, and Euro.
Okay, fries. How about the bratwurst?
No bratwurst.
Okay.
No bratwurst on the list. I know, talking into the mic is also, you got to do that. It's a whole thing over there. You can move that arm. That arm move. Like, just, yeah, there you go.
Oh, okay.
There you are.
Got another call.
Here we go.
You're on.
Let's try cotton candy for the kids.
Cotton candy is number one on the list.
All right, thank you. There you go. So we got Judy Summers, Ted, and Lee in the competition here so far. Favorite fair foods is the category. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944.
Six more to go.
Six more to go. Favorite fair foods is the category. And we want to know what you think are the favorite fair foods. Six more.
What's your favorite food at the fair, Scott?
The French waffles.
French waffles are good.
I have not even seen a French waffle stand this year.
You're on.
Go ahead.
You're
on.
The French waffles.
Corn dogs?
Corn dogs is number two on the list. Thank you.
All right, we got corn dogs. I just pulled that back down now.
Oh, yep.
Yeah. Don't worry about the red button over there. And when you, to know they're on, the red light will light up on that little box there.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how you know they're connected.
Nice.
All right. Matt's first time at the board here, running the show.
It's intriguing on this side.
Yes, and I'm just sitting over here, relaxing now. Wondering why the green microphone is not working. Very strange.
It has been working.
Yeah, it's been working. I don't know what happened.
You're on.
Matt's
first time at the board here.
Corn on the cob?
No corn on the cob on the list.
No.
Yep, no corn on the cob on the list. How about that?
So far we have cotton candy, corn dogs, funnel cake, fries, and Euros. You're on.
Go ahead.
It's not really a food, but I'm going to say a snow cone.
Snow cones are on the list, number five.
Thank you. Snow cone on the list. Alrighty. Moving right along.
What's your favorite kind of snow cone, Scott?
Probably red or blue.
I like the blue one.
Now, what is the blue one? What flavor is that?
Blue raspberry, I'm pretty sure.
Blue raspberry. Not bad.
You're on the... you're on.
Alrighty. Elephant ears or waffles?
French waffles are on here. Elephant ears are not.
Alright, so we got...
Thank you.
Okay. Rolling right along.
You're on.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, how about a candy apple?
No candy apples on the list.
I had never seen one either at the fair, but Carol said candy apple. Okay, thanks.
No candy apple.
I think this is the first year that I've actually seen candy apples at the fair.
Were there candy apples at the fair? I must have missed that.
There's only one truck that I saw.
Well, there you go.
You're on.
Maybe we lost them.
Maybe.
They'll call back. Now, just a little advice here. I would hit the button and connect them before I turn that up, because we'll hear it connecting.
Okay.
Okay, just so hit the button, make sure it's red, then pot them up.
Okay.
That's the only thing. Everything else seems to be going fine.
Cool.
Yeah. So that's the that's really where you get your arm worn out, is working on the phones. Favorite fair food is what we're looking for here, 740-383-9944. There you go.
Lemonade.
Lemonade. I thought it was on the list. It is not on the list. That's really where
you get your arm worn out. Yep. Then all you gotta do is pull that down. Easy as pie.
Man, I thought lemonade was on here. You're on.
Yeah. How about some kind of ice cream? There's got to be kind of all kinds of ice cream, but how about the ice cream category?
No ice cream on the list.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, thanks.
Yep, thank you.
You know, I wonder if somebody's flipped this off, this microphone. Pop me back up on number three. Isn't it number three?
Yeah.
Is it muted? Oh, I bet it's muted. Hello. There, that was the problem. It was muted. Okay, that was the problem. So there's a little lesson for you.
Nice.
If no, you can't hear somebody, it may be muted. I think the phone's ringing.
Oh.
I know. It's a multitask.
You're on.
Deep fried Twinkie.
Deep fried Twinkies are number 10. Thank you.
All right, we're rolling now. Why didn't I think of that in the first place? That it was muted. You think I would catch on to that being over here for quite a while? This chair is way up in the air. Well, ow! Jeez! It would crush my leg. Go ahead.
Scott, I was just going to tell you, when I give the answer, I hear it very faint. I don't know if I've got the answer or not. I have to hear it on the radio.
Okay, Matt, now speak. We'll just test this out here. Matt, speak a little louder so see if Judy can hear you here.
How you doing?
Is that better?
Yeah, but he's very low.
Just
other times he was like he's far away. I couldn't hear if I got the answer right.
Just talk a little louder.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can do that.
Okay, go ahead, Judy. What's the guess?
Well, I don't have a guess. I just,
wanted to let him know. Okay. Yeah. If you can't hear, if you can't hear Matt, just say speak up, and he'll yell like me. Go ahead. Thanks.
Okay.
Thank you.
First time. Now, Matt is sitting behind the board. I'm not controlling the phones. I'm not controlling the sound. I'm just sitting here flipping through the fare book at this point. There's really no need for me to be here at this point. But I'll stick around. No, I'm writing down the names. So far, we've got quite a few entered in this. We got Lee. We got Ted. We got Judy Summers. We've got Judy Smith. And did somebody else get one right? I don't know. We'll have to go back and check.
There are two answers left on this list.
Two answers left. And a phone call coming in.
You're on.
How about those blooming onions?
No blooming onions on the list. Thank you.
No blooming onions on the list. Blooming onions are a very popular one as well.
Yeah, people like onion rings too much.
You saw the fried green tomatoes down there last night. That seemed appealing to you.
I did think about getting some. I love fried green tomatoes.
Fried green tomatoes are good. You put them in that Bisquick. And then you put the salt on top of them, and you got a whole little dessert there for yourself. Fried green tomatoes.
Yep. My Grandpa John used to make fried green tomatoes.
They're easy to make, and they're good.
They are.
But you don't want to eat them on a sandwich or anything.
You're on. You're on.
Elephant ears.
No elephant ears on the list.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's just being loud, I guess.
I guess.
Got to be projecting.
I mean, I think I talk fine, but I don't know. I know I'm just quiet most of the time anyways.
Well, it's through the phone makes it a little more difficult sometimes to hear what's going on. But we'll get there. Favorite fair food? Two left. What do we have so far?
So far we have cotton candy, corn dogs, funnel cake, snow cones, fries, Euros, French waffles, and deep fried Twinkies. You're on.
How about popcorn?
Popcorn is on the list. Thank
you. Okay.
All right. Popcorn is on the list. Now let us know when you call in if you can hear Matt through the phone okay. Because we want to make sure you can hear him. That's important. 740-383-9944. Favorite fair food, and we're down to one, right?
We are down to one.
Down to one. Popcorn got us down to the number one favorite fair food.
The last one left is probably my favorite.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's find out. 740-383-9944. Now, what are the ones we have again?
We have cotton candy, corn dogs, funnel cake, popcorn, snow cones, fries, Euros, French waffles, and deep-fried Twinkies.
There it is. It's all on the table here.
You got a call. You're on.
How about a hot dog?
No hot dogs on the list.
Now you're coming in clear. And when you say, go ahead, I thought they had a horse race going. Okay,
it's the start of the races.
Thank you.
The old go-ahead. What do they say when they start the horse races?
I'm not sure. I've never been to a horse race.
It's not start your engines. It's something.
It's like, ready, set, go.
Ready, set, go. Something like that. I don't know. 740-383-9944. Favorite fair food. Judy Smith, Judy Summers, Ted and Lee, all in the competition here this morning for a large one-topping Neighbor's Pizza. That's all there is to this one.
One item left on the list.
All right, 740-383-9944. Fair food is the category.
We got an incoming call. You're on.
Yeah, I think the word they say, and they're off. And,
they're off.
Down there at Prospect Umpire. Go!
There you go. That's right, in Prospect they just say, you're out. Old Larry Barnett.
Aw, that was good.
God bless Larry. Well, apparently we'll have some clips tonight, because I think we'll be back in the studio here tonight, 8 to 10. After our fair excursion. No call?
It says incoming call, but...
They might have left us.
It wouldn't pick up.
Well, we'll get them. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We're talking about fair food.
There we go. You're on.
Do they do something with pickles, like fried pickles?
No fried pickles.
Okay, no fried pickles. Now remember to let us know if you hear Matt through the telephone, okay?
I've never had a deep fried pickle.
Well, I imagine like a deep fry a Twinkie.
Yeah?
Same thing, huh? They just deep fry it all.
You're on.
You're off base, three feet, you're out. But how about, is it in the, any left there in the meat line?
Yeah.
It's in the meat line. Okay, thanks.
Yep, thank you.
So it's in the meat family, the meat department.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see what happens here. Very interesting. Favorite fair food. We've knocked down 9 of them here.
I should have put some pork on this list.
Oh, there you go.
You're on.
How about pizza?
No pizza on the list.
No delicious pizza on the list. Could be topped with delicious sausage. No pizza.
What is that sausage called?
Italian.
No, there's like a special name for it. Like capicola?
You know, I don't know. I never worked in a pizza shop.
You're on.
They didn't have rollers, but what about a sausage?
No sausages on the list. Thank you.
No sausage on the list. Sorry about that.
I should have put some pork on here. Wagner's pork is everybody's favorite thing at the fair always.
Well, Wagner does a great job with his pork sandwiches, ribeyes, rib something or another sandwiches he has over there. He does a great job with that.
I don't think I've had one this year. Well, I haven't had one this year. I've had one, obviously. It's been a minute.
I had a bratwurst this year from Wagner.
How was it?
It was good. I enjoy Wagner.
You're on.
How about steak burgers?
No steak burgers on the list.
Yep.
Thank you.
No steak burgers on the list. Unfortunate.
Steak burgers are pretty good. You're on.
How about the traditional big old hamburger?
No hamburger on the list.
Is it in the ham, pork, or what category of meat?
Beef.
Beef, okay.
Thank you.
This is very relaxing over here. I might just nod off and take a nap for the rest of the show today. You got it, right?
I think so.
You got it.
You're on.
Fried bologna?
No fried bologna on the list. Fried bologna is good.
Down at the GNR.
We gotta go there with Buckeye Guy.
We do. We haven't set that up yet. The old GNR visit with Buckeye Guy.
You're on.
Do they have Sloppy Joes?
No Sloppy Joes on the list.
Scott, I'm getting feedback when I talk. I hear myself.
Okay, do you hear Matt?
Yeah, but he's like he's far away.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
No. But, yell a little bit there, Matt.
I think I have been yelling.
Is that better?
No, he's very, like, far away yet. I don't think it's my phone because I hear you.
Okay. We'll keep working on it.
Okay.
Thank you.
You never know.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with that.
We'll try to work on it. Lost that call?
Yeah, it looks like it.
Well, again, let us know if you hear Matt okay when he calls in. If you can hear him over the telephone, okay. I assume you hear him over the air, okay.
You're on.
In the beef line, let's see, how about a steak sandwich? Steak in a steak line.
What kind of steak sandwich?
Gee, I don't know what to call. I haven't had that kind of money to get me a steak sandwich this long. I don't know how to order a steak sandwich.
Now, can you hear Matt okay through the telephone?
Yeah, you're on. Okay. Yeah, I know. Hey, Scott, that's really great of you. You got to keep him up. That's the only way to make him. He's on his way, and he needs a good coach, and you're one of the best coaches I know that could ever get him, and he's taking a hold and paying attention. That's great. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
See, I'm one step closer to retirement now. I feel like this. I'm preparing my retirement plan now.
I'm just your replacement.
Yeah, that's right. He can just come and take over.
Man,
I'll call in sick one morning.
You're on.
Cheese steak sandwiches, like the Philly cheesesteak.
Yep, Philly cheesesteak is the last one on the list. Thank you.
All right. Well, what was the whole category? Run it down.
So the whole category was number one, cotton candy, two, corn dogs, three, funnel cake, four, popcorn, five, snow cones, six, fries, seven, Philly cheesesteak, eight, Euro, nine, French waffle, and 10, deep fried Twinkie.
Now, the only other thing I have not taught you yet, do you see the clock on the computer there?
Your bottom right?
No, the one on the top. See it up at the top? It's running. It's running constantly.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now every so often you want to tell people the time, and because when that all gets to the top of the hour, it's going to throw you off. So you always got to keep an eye on the time.
Okay.
Like, what time is it now?
Right now it's 11:40.
11:40. So when at the moment that switches over to 10, it's going to kick you off whether you are ready or not. So you got to start paying attention to that thing.
What do you mean 10?
What? Like 10 a.m. What time is it? 11:40?
Yeah, 11.
12. Well, 12. When it's 12 o'clock, it's going to kick you off.
Okay.
So that's why every so often look up there and give them the time, and that way you'll be aware of the time.
So we got like 20 minutes until we go to like a break?
20 minutes, because as soon as it flips to 12, something's going to override you.
Okay.
All
right.
So new category.
New category. Give me just a second. I put my phone up for some reason. Things you might find at the library.
Oh, that's not a bad one. Things you might find at the library. Still have a few minutes before you can get in at the fair as a veteran. Up until noon. Got 20 minutes or so.
When did they build the Coliseum? I know they gave us a year, but I don't remember.
You know, I don't know what year it was built. I know there's a thing. There's a papers on the wall out by the concession stand that'll tell you.
You're on.
Hello.
Looks like we lost him.
Oh, we lost him. Darn it. Maybe they'll come back. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944.
There we go. You're on.
Let's take a wild guess and say books.
Yeah, books are number one. Thank you.
Those wild guesses sometimes are the best. Books. Things found in a library.
Got another call. You're on. You're on.
Yeah, magazines, newspaper articles you can get back. Newspaper articles, let's put it that way.
Newspapers is number five.
Okay.
Thank you.
Newspapers number five. Well, we're compiling quite a list here today. We've got Lee and Ted and Judy Summers, Judy Smith.
You're on.
How about people?
No people on the list, but that's a good one. I should have put that on the list. Thank you.
Gotta have those people.
Yeah.
Not much of a library without the people.
Yep, wouldn't have a library without the people.
No, no, no people. What, did we ever hear if Emily's going to be back with us tonight?
She did send me a message. Hold on, I'll look.
We'll check it out. We had a good time with Emily last night, or last Friday.
She just said she fell asleep.
Oh, so, she fell asleep last night.
Yes.
Okay. Is the phone ringing there?
It is. You're on.
Let's say furniture, like the tables and chairs.
Tables and chairs. Nope. No furniture.
Okay.
Thank you.
No, so she, you were asking her what happened last night.
Yeah.
So there's a possibility for tonight.
She said maybe. Depends on what her and what her friend are doing. You're on.
Newspaper.
Newspapers was already said.
Oh.
Thank you.
We got that large neighbor's pizza coming up at right around 1 o'clock today. We're going to do that drawing. So you don't want to miss that for love nor money. Big stuff.
Yeah. Got another caller. You're on.
Let's say bookcases.
No bookcases. Thank you, though.
No bookcases. What are they going to do with all those books?
Just leave them, I guess.
With no bookcases.
Pile them up on the floor.
My goodness.
Let people look through them.
I guess. It's the only thing you can do at this point. No bookcases at a library. How is that possible? Things found at a library. That is the question here. Large neighbor's pizza to come down the line.
You're on.
Computers.
Computers are number two. Thank you.
Computers, number two on the list here at the old Libro. So what's the list so far compiled?
So far we have books, computers, and newspapers.
Books, computers, and newspapers. All right.
You're on. You're on. Oh, apparently he wasn't. You're on.
How about a library and a good-looking library woman?
Librarian is on the list, number three.
Hey, Scott?
Yeah?
What was that name of the woman that was up there at the library? She was you could have a lot of fun with her. Then she went to something else, and then she went to something. Is she back at the library or not now? What was her name? She was around Marion. They had fun with her.
I'm trying to think of her name.
She was with Paul, when you're out on the road, what was the name of that? She was the head of that, too.
The Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Yeah, the Business Bureau. What was her name, daggone it?
Diane Watson.
Watson, yeah. Oh, she was a lot of fun. You know, I was up there at the library, and, daggone it, my name, the one that had the cancer was just on the radio there.
James Anderson.
He was up there, I talked to him one day, and I said, what can I do to help you? And he said, I'm in need for some coyote scat. And I said, I can handle that. I'll have you a couple, three. I said, what are you going to do with that? He said, they're going to dissect that and see what to eat. I said, I'll bring her up that night. So I brought her up there. And she was, did we ever have fun and chuckle with her. I'll tell you, we had the place laughing, I'll tell you that. I had a lot of fun with that woman. But I can't, is she back up the library then?
I believe so.
Yeah, okay, thanks.
Thanks.
Thank you.
You're on. See, everybody develops their own style. Now you just got to get a thank you man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Guys, when he's introing you, you got to say something.
I did.
What'd you say?
Thank you, Ted. Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams.
Yeah, that's all you got to do.
I just copied you.
Well, that's all you got to do. Learn from the best.
You're on.
Okay, let's say tapes or there's DVD things.
Movies are on the list, number six. Thank you.
Movies on the list at number six. The category is things found in a library.
You're on.
Copiers.
No copiers on the list. Thank you.
No copiers on the list here today. Man. Things found in the library.
There are a lot of things found in the library.
There are a lot of things. A lot of things found in the library, no doubt.
You're on.
See, Matt, you got to get your own. You got to get your own thing. You're nationwide. You're worldwide. See, and everybody knows Scott Spears. Go ahead, caller.
That's right. You got your own. Go ahead. Go ahead. We'll count the go aheads.
I just like to say, you're on.
You're on.
Simple. You're on.
I forget my answer when I'm trying to...
Well, what about... Now, Judy, what do you like better? Do you like, go ahead, caller, or do you like, you're on?
Probably go ahead. Something short.
Thank you. That's one for me. Check mark.
Okay, I was going to say kids.
No kids on the list.
And Scott?
Yeah?
I found that Ross Docker's number.
Oh, good.
The other day. So when I went up, if I ever win again, I'm going to see if he wants one. But I've looked for that number forever. I just put a little scrap of paper, you know, like you get that junk mail.
Right.
Pull it off. And that's why I didn't have it with the Sheriff Bells and all those people and stuff. So so I've got it now.
Well, I'm glad you found it.
Okay, goodbye.
Thank you.
Well, tell Ralph hello if you end up calling him. Hello from me.
Who is Ralph?
A long-time listener here to the station.
Ah.
Yeah.
Very cool. You're on.
Maps.
Is that right?
What was it?
Maps.
Naps.
Oh.
Naps.
No naps on the list.
A lot of people do take naps at the library.
I did not know that.
Well, it's a very quiet place.
Yeah, that's the whole thing about libraries. You're on, caller. You're on.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Well, I don't know, they left. Maybe they didn't hear you're on.
Maybe not.
You have to scream it next time. You're on.
You're on.
I'm going to say sign, so I'd be quiet.
No silence.
I've got the feedback again. I hear myself talking again.
We'll work on it.
Okay.
Thank you.
No silence.
No silence.
All right. I don't know. All right.
There
well,
are two left. The things we have so far are books, computers, librarians, newspapers, and movies. You're on, caller.
It's me again. I said maps, like M-A-P-S.
Oh, maps. No maps
like
on the list.
Like road maps.
Thank you, though.
See, I thought it was naps. No naps on the list. Have you done a time cue?
Well, 10 minutes. At 10 minutes, we'll be at the top of the hour, and we'll be taking a 15-minute break.
There you go. I know. So you got to keep aware of those things.
See, I looked down in the corner when it was 11:45, and then it just immediately left my head to keep track of time. You're on, caller.
How about bathrooms?
No bathrooms on the list.
Gotta have bathrooms at the library.
Gotta have the bathrooms.
Don't want to go outside. That'd be a little rough. Things found at the library is the category here. 740-383-9944.
You're on, caller.
How about lights? Electric lights.
No lights or electric on the list. Thank you, though.
But that's a dark library. No lights and no electricity hooked up to that thing.
I don't even know. They're still in business. They don't even have the bookshelves.
No bookshelves, no electricity, no bathrooms.
No bathrooms.
That is a rough library. You really got to want to go in there.
I think it's just a room with some computers and books on the floor.
You'd never find it anyway because you don't have a map. It'd be very troublesome.
You're on,
hey,
caller.
Matt?
Yeah.
Did you call me Goathead? No. Hey, Scott, are you gonna have that Amy or Abby on about the fair? You gonna squeeze her in yet before the fair gets over with?
You know, I think she's dead. I haven't heard from her in a while.
Oh man, I was looking forward for her and waiting and stuff.
I'd even pay $10 to come out and see her, you know, and listen to her talk about animals.
I know, isn't that sad? If she's out there listening, Abby, your fans are out there looking for you.
Oh, we're looking for you. We want to hear you. At least your voice, call in and say a few words before the fair is over.
Oh, God, she'd never shut up.
Oh, well, that'd be fine. We'll carry on.
Thank you.
Now, I think you said go ahead, not goat head. You think? I don't really know.
You're on, caller.
Records or CDs?
No records or CDs. Thank you, though.
I just slurped.
Nice.
I just slurped on the mic. And you know, the thing is, I did have a diet soda this morning, but apparently you got bottlenecked at McDonald's.
It was busy at McDonald's today. You're on, caller.
Let's try drinking fountains.
No drinking fountains on the list. Thank you.
No agua at the old Libro.
People are going to be dying of thirst there.
It's a rough place. No lights, no bathrooms, no bookshelves.
Depressing library.
It's like Three Mile Island there at that library.
You're on, caller.
Let's try elevators.
No elevators on the list.
Oh, and you gotta walk up and down stairs, apparently.
Thank you.
It's rough all the way around there at the old Libro. But we're here.
740-383-9944.
You're on, caller. How about paintings?
No paintings on the list. Thank you.
No paintings.
There are two things left on the list.
Two things left on the list found at a library. And the current time is?
Current time is 11:54. In 5 minutes, we'll be at the top of the hour, and we're going to take a short break.
Only for 15 minutes.
We'll
be back. Because we're going to give away a pizza at 1 o'clock.
Don't miss it for, as Scott likes to say, love or money.
That's always, isn't that the most important thing in the world? Love and money.
Somebody's going to bribe you to miss the radio show, Scott.
Well, it wouldn't take much.
You're on.
I'm going to say index cards, like those, you look up information.
No index cards on the list. Thank you, though.
The old card catalogs. Do you remember those?
We still use some of those, we have those at Kroger.
I'm glad to hear that those have stayed around.
We only use them for phone numbers, that's it.
That's a Rolodex.
That's the same concept. You're on, caller.
How about furniture, tables, and chairs?
No furniture on the list. Thank you.
No furniture on the list here today. My word. Ted, Lee, Judy Summers, Judy Smith on the list here today. Where we stop, nobody knows.
You got two things left on this list, Scott.
Two things found in a library. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We haven't heard a guest from Sarah today, but I know she was having trouble with her listening device. She called in during the 8 o'clock hour. Somebody needs to call up Sarah right now and say, Sarah, Matt's running the board for the first time. Call in and say hello.
It'll be fantastic. You're on.
How about some kind of marquee, some kind of calendar of events or something telling you what's going on, the upcoming things in the library?
Nothing like that.
Nothing like that.
Thank you.
Well, what can you expect? There are no bathrooms in this library.
Yeah.
It's a sad, sad place.
I'm telling you, it's just a box with some books on the floor.
Sarah would be happy to know that I am no longer running the board.
You think so?
Well, I can't cut her off. It'd be you. With you're on. You're on. I don't know. And what time is it?
It is currently 11:57.
Oh, man.
We have a little under 3 minutes left to go in this hour.
I can't wait to hear you sign this hour off. Because those were the transitions come in.
You're on, caller.
People that tutor kids and stuff in the library.
No tutors on the list. Thank you.
No tutors on the list. T-U-T-O-R-S. No tutors on the list. Large one-topping neighbor's pizza. Wow.
Been a minute since somebody's had had one of the answers.
Had a right guess here, yeah.
You're on.
Well, my boss says book carts to handle the books that's returned and take them to the proper place to put them back in the proper area.
No book carts.
Oh, they do all that by hand. Okay.
Well, they have no lights there, so they're probably not doing a whole lot.
Thank you.
Cal, are we coming down to liftoff here on the time? Because it's kind of like the New Year's or a rocket launch now.
A minute and a half.
Minute and a half. My goodness.
We'll see if we can't get one of these answers in the minute. You're on.
Elevator.
No elevator on the list. Thank you, though.
No elevator on this particular list. First hour behind the board here for Matt, and we're going to get his first sign-off, his first transition into a next hour here. This is going to be good.
Alrighty.
Oh, man, he got so nervous he knocked over his bottle of water.
We're getting ready to go to break. Make sure you tune back in.
We can take the call. How much time do we have?
We have a little under a minute.
All right, well, you got time for a call.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, how about a clock on the wall?
No clock. They don't even have an understanding of time.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Back in the ancient times, then, I think, that library.
Could be.
Thank you. 30 seconds.
All right, well.
we'll be back in 15 minutes. Make sure to stay tuned in. Don't miss it for love nor money, as Scott likes to say. We'll be back in no time.
No, apparently we have some time left here.
Yeah, it's like, you know, 15 seconds.
Well, say something.
I don't know what you want me to say.
We'll be at the fair tonight.
We will be at the fair. Make sure you come visit us at the fair. It'll be fantastic.
Starting at 6:15.
Till 10. Well, nope, never mind.
But we'll be on here at 8 to 10.
This is WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for the latest news in politics. From Scott Spears at the 2016 Republican National Convention.
Good morning, we're on the air.
Hey, Charlie, it's Scott.
Scott? Oh, wow. Okay, we've been wanting to hear from you, Scott.
Well, I tell you, this morning I did something different. Yesterday we were outside with the program.